Around 10 months before the federal government announced it would devolve environmental decision powers to the states, mining giant Rio Tinto wrote to the Environment Minister Susan Ley requesting the government give Western Australia the ability to do just that. Then head of the company's iron ore division, Chris Salisbury, later sacked over the dynamiting of the Juukan Caves, asked Ms. Ley to consider the proposal as a matter of urgency to help Rio Tinto with its operations in the Pilbara region. Honorary Associate Professor at the Australian National University College of Law and former Environment Department official Peter Burnett says it's unfortunate the government is focusing on this issue when our national environment laws are currently under review.
In my view, rather than just proceeding with this one particular issue, which is just one piece in a much larger jigsaw, it would be better to wait another month for the final report and then look at all the issues together. And the other thing to say about this issue is that it's about the efficiency of the administrative process, and while that's important and it has financial consequences for industry and so on, the really big issues are to do with the environment itself. And you know, in Professor Samuel's interim report, he found that the environment overall continues to decline, and that the federal environmental law, the EPBC Act, is not halting that. It's not effective in any respect. So there's some much bigger issues at play, and I think it's much more efficient and effective from a policy point of view to look at the whole picture, not just one piece of it.
As we know, Professor Samuel has already come up with some proposals, and no doubt there'll be some more in his final report. But you yourself were working for the Federal Environment Department for a number of years, and you've pointed out that even before these reform proposals have been made, that there are a number of problems. To your mind, what have been some of the biggest problems that you've seen over time?
Well, one of the biggest problems has been lack of environmental information. So to take good decisions, we need to be well-informed as a society, not just the government, but society generally needs to be well-informed about, you know, what is the condition of the environment and what's happening to it. And although we have, you know, various reports like state of environment reports, and companies do gather environmental information when they're having their projects assessed and so on, overall, we only have a very patchy idea of the condition of the Australian environment and what needs to be done to keep it in good health. And so one of the key things we need to do is to establish a comprehensive national environmental system or framework and to invest in it. You know, these things don't come for free. So it needs investment by government. That's one thing. Another thing we need, Professor Samuel's come up with this idea of environmental standards. I hadn't used that exact term, but I basically agree with the direction that he's promoting, which is that standards specify the outcomes that we want. One of the problems with the existing law is it's got a bit of a tick-a-box structure to it, so you consider various things, but at the end of the day, the minister ticks the boxes and says, I've considered all those things, and then he or she can pretty much decide anything they want. And so what we really need is some bottom lines.
In your view, given your experience in this area and what you know currently, do you think that it will actually cost a whole lot more money for us to both effectively implement a system where there is sufficient information to make proper decisions and also reform the system in a way that better decisions are made?
Well, the answer to that is yes and no. Yes, in the sense that there'd be large amounts of money attached to it. It might be hundreds of millions of dollars. But no, in the sense that that's a drop in the ocean compared to the overall economy and the overall sense of what the environment does for us. So, yes, better information costs money. You need systems. I think you need an independent organisation to look after it, a sort of weather bureau for the environment. it costs money to do regional planning, which is something that Professor Samuels recommended, because you've got to get out there and consult people and gather information, etc. So, yes, they're expensive, but it's still a small amount in the overall scheme of things, because now the environment is absolutely essential to not only to life itself, but to maintaining our quality of life. So I think